Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
So I've been trying to do one about DP because it's a really popular topic of like, do your anal muscles do the same thing as vaginal muscles
while you're having orgasm? What is DP?
Double penetration.
Wow, I feel like such a fucking loser. Head of engineering here is like, DP, let's talk about
Come
it.
On.
I'm like, director of photography.
Okay, I've heard that one recently because someone's like, oh, he's a DP. And I was like in porn?
He only works in double penetration.
He's like, I don't do back door. I'm the front door. My friend Joey, he's the back door.
We work together. We have a partnership. Don't try and split us up. Don't try and tear us apart.
Hello, little friends. Another amazing episode with editing sponsored by Cool Hand Movers. Cool Hand Movers, great local moving company in New York City. Check them out on Instagram, coolhandmovers.com. They're giving you guys 10% off if you are a WHGS listener. And they are also matching Patreon donations and taking that money and donating it to the Queer Detainee Empowerment Project, which is an incredible project. QDEP.org, go find out about it. But basically, they help queer people leaving immigration detention centers get their lives together and give them all the tools that they need to succeed. Super cool organization. And yeah, let's raise that money. Let's go and donate to the Patreon. You're paying for an editor, a producer, a new editing computer. And you're also getting legal services, health services, and emotional support to those queer folks in need at a critical time in their life. Patreon.com/WHGS. And yeah, fun. Well, what a fun. I am pulling up my sex notes as we... Here we go. Please don't read this out loud. These are the real names. Okay, Kate knows everyone I've had sex with.
I can see it in the mirror reflect. I'm just kidding.
Could you see it in my eyeballs as they widened at the list?
She's like, wait, that name is really long. Can you just finish the last syllable of that
scan
one?
Scan your eyes from left to right.
Oh my gosh. Wow. What a fun start already. We are in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with our first ever scientist today. Now, I have fucked some scientists in real life. I just want the people to know that I have fucked my fair share of scientists. Mm. I think I fucked. Okay. Maybe I've only fucked one scientist.
For all the years you spent in the computer science world, you only had sex with.
That's actually a fair criticism. I, PhD, computer science, data Ooh. Science, roboticist.
Nerdy.
Yeah, so super nerdy. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, shout out if you're listening. Hope you're not. Because that was a super, super detailed description. Anyone that I went to college would figure that shit out. But, our first scientist on this show, the second scientist that I've had gay sex with.
Yes.
The co-founder and head of engineering at Lioness Health. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
They make sex toys, huge on TikTok for the incredible research that they've done around orgasms with their sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen her on TikTok. We have Anna Lee here today. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
I like your background. Is that your office?
This is just our the home office. It's just this corner. Oh, nice. It's literally boxes and trash on this side, but it looks nicer here.
Yeah,
it looks beautiful right here.
You've got a rainbow arrangement of your books
of
there.
Books I don't actually read, but looked nice on the shelf.
Are they? Let's nerd out for a second. What language is the Lioness Code written in?
Oh, I have no idea.
There we go. More women in STEM, everybody. Okay, Anna, tell me what language the men keep talking about by the water cooler.
We only have one dude on our team, but so there we have all the software engineers do their software engineering things. But
wait, sorry, are they a software engineer, the one dude on the team?
He's one of my co-founders, but he does a lot of the software engineering. But we have the software engineering lead and another person on software who's, they're both women, they're incredible people, but I don't know what they talk about. I'm in their meetings a lot, and I just sit there and I just organize when things are gonna get done by.
You got through Berkeley Mechanical Engineering without learning how to code?
I only learned MATLAB. Have you ever done MATLAB?
Yeah, and that fucking blows. And all of the listeners just turned off the episode, so we're gonna move away.
I thought it was so cool. I learned like for loops and like things like that. But yeah, I didn't touch coding. I wish I did, because I think it would have probably been a much more lucrative money-making job, but I chose the one that doesn't make money.
Well, you've got to be doing okay. You've at least got venture capital. What is that like going into those? Because I have a bunch of jokes about how, or I'm working on a bunch of jokes about how only in an industry so totally dominated by men could a company like WeWork or Uber just keep being like, hey, we've like lost all your money.
But let's put more money.
But the thing is, if we had more of it, we would then make money. Can you imagine a woman walking into a venture capital meeting like that and basically doing, there's no way. Right?
I feel the same. There's a hardware company a long time ago it was for juice. Like it sends you a juice packet, then you put the juice packet and then it makes juice. It doesn't make any sense. And it got so much money and funding. And then it's no longer a business. And I'm always just like, this is just a terrible idea. And the fact that they got so much money for it.
Wait, I don't understand. What do they? They send you juice? And
it
then
it's like they send you basically like a Capri Sun and a machine that just pops the Capri Sun into a glass.
Yes.
But it has to be connected to Wi-Fi for some reason.
I didn't understand it, but they got so much money to make it.
And here we are trying to explain to men what a clit is and the female orgasm. And they're like, I don't see any money in this.
Yeah, they're like, it's not for the entire population. They always tell us it's like a niche population.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's really common because they're like, well, when are you going to make products for men?
I want to know.
When are you going to make for men?
Because you know that men have so much trouble coming.
That's what I'm saying. Every time we do like statistics on like female sexual dysfunction versus erectile dysfunction, they're like, no, but my wife doesn't have it. And I'm like, your wife for sure is lying to you. Like, I don't know.
You're like, I have never been more confident in a woman not having an orgasm than your wife right now.
Being like, oh, my wife doesn't use vibrators. I'm like, yeah, I guess what she's doing right now at home alone. But yeah, I feel it.
That is,
you're selling your product as like, hey, if your wife had one of these, maybe she wouldn't have long nights at the gym. Like, just like getting funding by just eroding the confidence of everyone in the room.
But yeah, you just need to come up with a list of activities that women tell their husbands that they're doing.
That's true. I should write like a little note, like a letter, and be like, can you give this to your wife later? Like, and then just being like, here are more options.
And then the wife is like, you have to invest in this company.
Maybe
you gotta go to the wives.
That's the better route, honestly.
We're so glad to have you here. Just tell us like the cliff notes, because we're going to get into also listeners. This is not a sponsored episode. I want you to know that. We got Anna because my sister was sending me all of Anna's TikToks. She loves you. She's fully obsessed with you.
Oh, thank you. Shout out.
Yes, shout out Greer. She never listens because it makes her sick.
My brother doesn't follow my TikTok, I think, for the exact reason.
Yeah, fair. And I had to tell my mom to stop listening, which is on a whole other level. but you guys make a sex toy that keeps data on your orgasms.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do the pitch better.
Okay, so Linus is the world's first biofeedback vibrator. What we're tracking is pelvic floor movement. So whether it's vaginal muscles or anal muscles, the way it involuntarily squeezes and relaxes is a really good indicator for arousal and orgasms. So when you use it and then you pair it to your phone, you're able to actually see your orgasm data, and you'll see that data change whether you've had lack of sleep, CBD, THC, different medications, stress, like all of that will change it. So you're just trying to figure out what works for you and what doesn't and what changes over time.
Yeah. And so if you're struggling having an orgasm, this is a great way to get feedback on what's working for you. I imagine, especially if you kind of get in your head during sex and it's hard for you to kind of do that for yourself, I would think this is like a kind of a helpful little buddy that can keep track for you.
Yeah, because I think that's like the biggest thing is sex therapists will tell you to like keep a journal, but I don't know how often I like will masturbate or have sex and like be like, dear diary, this at 7 p.m. I had an orgasm and it was really good.
My problem is that my journal just keeps falling apart from all the moisture. I just can't keep a journal.
Yeah, I don't even write in my masturbation journal. I just put a handprint.
Yeah, that's true.
And I say, must have been good.
Or like a thumbs up print, like really like that one.
Oh man, that was a weird appointment at the Apple store when I was trying to explain to them why the Notes app kept crashing my phone. But that's so cool. And it's so cool that you're doing something with so many women involved on the founding team and a female head of engineering, or I guess a femme. Come on, cancel coach. Help me out here. What do I call it?
You have, ask.
Okay. Anyway.
Yes.
She's just like, yeah, keep going. You haven't fucked up that bad yet. So that's so cool. And fun fact about me, I think I told you, but I wrote all the curriculum for Girls Who Code, and I used to be an engineer. So this is something that's near and dear.
That's so cool.
To my heart. It is cool, but also I quit, so it's sort of hard to explain to people. So here we are. No, but separately, the problem solving skills that I learned doing computer science, so helpful. Truly so. Like, look, I couldn't have done this podcast by myself if I didn't have those skills.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many wires.
That's what you say to Mark Cuban on Shark Tank. There's just so many wires.
So many wires.
You have
like
no fucking
everywhere.
Idea. Then he'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll fund this for sure.
That's true. We should say that.
We got to do our intros. This is it. We're going to introduce ourselves, Anna, so that everyone knows who we are and how to refer to ourselves. You can list whatever information you feel that people at home should know about you, but you can also copy this format. I am Ashley Gavin. I am a cis, gay, white woman. She, her pronouns. I'm a comedian with a weekly show in New York City.
Ooh, ooh.
Every Sunday, Kate's on it.
Hey.
Come through, ashleygavin.com. And then, as always, the cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled. My umpire calling the balls and strikes so I can keep sliding into your home plate. It's Kate Sisk.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Kate Sisk, the fat in the chat. How are you? why do I struggle with this every time? We know why. It's painful. I'm a bisexual lesbian dyke. Any pronouns? Because, okay.
You wrote in. Listeners wrote in
about what my gender is.
Because Kate doesn't know.
Because I don't know.
What their gender is.
But other people know?
And other people
and
had a pretty
answer.
Good one. I here's three that I liked. Somebody said Denise.
Denise is great.
I do not gravitate to this, but I appreciate
the
effort.
Do you know about Denise? Our fans call themselves Denise.
Tell me.
Yes. Well, that's really it. They just call themselves Denise.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot, Anna, in our podcast, we let the guests name the women that I talk about in my stories, and Denise keeps coming up.
Okay.
And so the fans call themselves
Denise.
Well,
then no wonder I gravitated to it.
Yeah.
It's just a gay name.
It's
I
just
think.
A gay name.
Somebody else said the gender.
The gender, yep.
Which, wow, that's nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else said using the men's locker room when you're the visiting team at a volleyball game. And this really feels very close to home.
Okay, that's great.
I'm like, they're putting my shin pads on, and I'm like, there's a urinal right there. What does that say about me? That I'm standing here next to a urinal and I'm putting my shin pads on for my girls' soccer game. Anyway, any pronouns.
That's actually happened to you?
Yeah, a lot of schools, they the boys' team will be, like, away while the girls' team is home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you just go to the other locker
room. Wow, the logistics of planning high school sports.
Give it up for the admins.
Give it up for that weird lady who looks like a gym teacher, but she doesn't teach. She just stays in the office.
Honestly, up, Barb? That's Barb and Denise.
Barb and Denise.
Barb is a cute one. I like Barb.
Anna, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Anna. I'm co-founder of Lioness. I'm a woman, I'm a hetero woman. I started out hetero. The longer I've been at Lioness, the more research papers I read about hetero sex satisfaction, the less hetero I'm feeling. So I don't know. But I'm Korean American, and I forgot what else I'm supposed to say.
Pronouns. Whatever.
Oh, she,
want.
Her.
This is very good. You nailed it. Good.
That was fantastic.
Very good. Yes, we're going in on the soundboard. Cool. So I can do a computer science-y story. There is my legacy of TAing in the Bryn Mawr computer science lab.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
No, we were all undergrads, and I didn't grade.
Oh, I forgot that you were like a freshman grading the older people.
Yeah.
I forgot that the power dynamic wasn't as dangerous as it just sounded when you said it.
There's that. There's, I'm trying to think if there's like an MIT. So I was at MIT very briefly, and I wasn't out. Oh my God. I'll tell this story.
Yes.
I don't know where it's going. It doesn't have a beginning, a middle, or an
end. I knew
you
would stumble on something.
That's a story.
So I've never seen a penis in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't count the time, because I'm born and raised in New York. I don't count the times that I was flashed.
Yeah, that
doesn't
count.
As like an 11-year-old.
Doesn't count.
Right?
Right.
So I have never seen a penis in real life. And it just nagged at me that I had never seen one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was struggling. This is not like a particularly hilarious story, but this is what, and Anna, feel free to interrupt with thoughts, questions at any time.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know what it was, but I felt like the narrative of like, if you haven't tried it, you're not gay. Like I knew, or like, you don't know whether or not you're gay. Like,
yeah.
I knew that was not true, but there was still this like subconscious, deep, learned behavior of like, well, I haven't seen one, I like need to see one. Also, from like an objective scientific perspective, the idea of an erection is just fascinating to me.
I agree. I mean, I think watching it from like going flaccid to like, penises don't look great in the first place, but it's just a fascination thing. I would say it's just like watching it.
Do that. It's a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
It's interesting from a scientific perspective.
Yeah.
And also, I think at the end of the day, I had this deep, weird self-loathing that I felt like until I understood why this was so powerful in our society, I would be missing out on something. You know what I mean?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Because like
the phallus?
The phallus is made out to be such a fucking big deal.
Yeah.
So I decided, I was with my girlfriend at the time and our two friends that also worked at MIT. And I was like, I want to see a penis. I don't want to ask a friend. I think my two friends were like, we're right here.
And you're like, nah, pass.
Yeah.
No,
I didn't want it to be a friend, but I also wanted to feel safe. So we were like, what should we do about this?
You're like, I want to make eye contact with a penis that belongs to someone I have never made actual eye contact
with. Yes, yes, exactly.
You need a glory hole.
We do need a glory hole.
I think it would be disappointing for the person on the other side.
Excuse me, can you get hard, please?
I'm ready. I'm looking at it straight in the eyes right now. I'm ready.
I am, in fact, sir, looking, or madam, or gentle them, looking at your penis.
Like, how far should I be from the glory hole? Should I, like, stand back? Should I go in?
it's 6 feet, I think, is the number that we've arrived at. 6 feet away. Are there any glory holes that allow me to be 6 feet? I've never seen a glory hole.
I've actually not seen one in real life.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're saying that. Like, I would be shocked by that. Wow, Anna, really? You really seem like a glory hole person
to
me.
How dare you? You've never seen one before. Maybe people can DM us some bars that have it or something.
Yes, listener, write in. What is your favorite glory hole? And a good starter glory hole for me to just see a penis. Okay. So
a starter glory hole.
It's just a very small glory hole that I can only see like a little bit of the flesh of. It's more of a window than a glory hole.
Oh, man.
Okay. So we decide, what's the safest, most objective way for me to find the person?
I know a safe way. Oh. You know, when there's a solar eclipse and you're not supposed to look right at it.
So you make the little box. This is exactly my joke.
That's what you need.
I do. I need it so I don't get blinded. And so it doesn't burn my retinas. But that's so funny. I had that exact joke. Okay. So I decided, what's the best way to find the man for me? The safe dude that I can feel good about? Craigslist.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I go on to Craigslist and I type out a post, lesbian seeks penis for educational purposes.
Oh my gosh, Ashley.
And I got hundreds of responses in a very... very small window of time.
Oh my gosh.
I did stupidly include that I would have my girlfriend there for safety reasons.
Oh my God.
Ashley, I think you ruined someone's day at Craigslist headquarters.
The alarms
Somebody
are going
had
off.
To like replace a server. Like you just crashed. I know that you crashed Craigslist that
Craig
day.
Craig Newmark, I've met him, actually. I should get in touch. He's a board member at Girls Who Code.
Oh, wow.
Not surprisingly, sort of a weird guy.
Are we surprised?
I mean, he's a very nice guy. He's kind. But, like, Craigslist hasn't updated what their website looks like since 1995 or whenever it was established. So, like, he's obviously, like, an interesting human being.
Yeah.
But, so I posted it. I got a ton of responses. And then I actually created this infographic this was like my first attempt at like trying to understand who I was going to be in the comedy world. I just decided to quit my job. I hadn't even moved home yet. And I made this infographic of like a word cloud of all of the different things that we should pull it up. Let's pull it up.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you still have it.
Here you go.
Oh my God. Okay. I thought I was a nerd about sex stuff, but that's like next level.
Yeah. It is next level.
I got their on average penis length was 7.5 inches. So obviously they were lying. Also, why are you telling me?
That's a lie.
I don't need I don't need it. You know what I mean? Fun fact. Not a single responder claimed to have a penis less than 6 inches in length.
Really?
That is a bold-faced lie.
See, if I was responding to this ad, if I had a penis like I do in my dreams, I... Okay, if I was born a cis guy, like I was in a parallel universe, and I was responding to this, if I really wanted to sell myself to the lesbian and her girlfriend who's there for safety, I would be like, I have a very small penis. It would be very manageable and unintimidating.
That's very true.
Right?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm a great start at 3.5. Good to meet you.
Also, like... a small Twinkie guy. You know what I mean? Like that would, I would also.
Some twinks are hung though.
Well, yeah, but. Oh, and then I made a random email generator based on the words that they sent me. Hi, I saw your post. 25 male willing to help. I am very interested. I hope you will inspect my penis. It's nice. I am a nice, normal guy. You can do anything to my penis. I don't mind. Hope your girlfriend watches. And then I also included all of the animals that men mentioned, including dogs, eagles, and cocks.
So, eagles.
Spread eagle, I think, was...
Oh.
So
I love that the men seem to describe both their penises and themselves as nice.
Yes, yeah, they're nice.
There was not a whole lot of other
nice
adjectives.
All around. Yeah, well, we're not talking So then I got mean, guys. Then I got mean. I sent a generic email back to everybody asking them to meet me at a mall wearing a red shirt. And
are you serious?
Yeah, my goal was to create an accidental flash mob.
Of guys whipping their dicks at
What ended up happening was about 7 men went to the mall and just kind of, I felt really bad about it.
Yeah.
It was truly an unethical decision. The number, and I may cut this.
The number that followed through does make it sad.
Yeah.
If like 150 dudes had showed up, hilarious, yes. Very funny.
Yes.
A bonding experience for all involved.
Yeah.
Maybe they see each other once every 3 years on a trip, you know? But 7 guys.
Yeah, it was rough.
Just and they'd you have to be so alert to be like, are these other guys?
Yeah,
they were probably. Yeah, are these other guys in the red shirt?
No, they didn't know. There weren't enough men.
Oh, then it's not funny.
That is not funny.
It's funny if it's like the Spider-Man meme, you know, where they're like pointing at each other. Yeah. That would have been funny.
That is exactly what I wanted. The Spider-Man. But they didn't, because they were just like out of control, like thinking. I'm sure some of these guys really thought that we were gonna have sex, even though
you were clear.
I made it abundantly clear.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't touch it.
Wait, so when you were there looking at the 7...
Someone's listening to this podcast being like, you fucking bitch. I am that guy.
Why, where did you touch it?
There was no part of you when you were there that wanted to walk up to one of the 7 guys and I'd like to see it.
I was frightened.
Okay.
It was that moment when I realized truly that A, I was in the wrong career. I needed to be a comedian and I was hurting people because I wasn't one. I was like trying to make entertainment and like this weird call for help. This is obviously a weird call for help.
That it's a weird call for help.
I was like meant to do comedy.
You were using your computer powers literally for evil.
Right. Actually, Anna, maybe we should just be alerting you right now. There's something else going on. This isn't really about women's health. You need to do some internal examination.
No, she's using her powers for good.
Yeah, she is.
Engineer's gone wrong, you know?
Engineer's gone wrong. That's the weirdest porn ever.
No one would watch it.
Engineers might. They might.
Maybe.
I don't know. Male engineers, they'll watch anything, I think. But... Yeah, and it was in that moment where I was like 100% sure that all I was looking for was some sort of weird. I had slept with women who then now identify as straight, and I had slept with women who had like expressed to me feeling like something was missing in the relationship because I wasn't a man. I'd been cheated on by women who slept with men. I was traumatized.
Yeah.
And I was just acting out my trauma on these poor dudes on Craigslist. And thankfully, they're probably fine.
Just got a pretzel and went home.
And Annie Ann's.
Yeah.
They're like, I was supposed to get my dick looked at, but.
But this cinnamon thing is tasty.
Yeah.
But like I feel like even though what I did was wrong, I felt like it was low risk for them. Mm-hmm. They just like lost a Saturday and felt rejected.
You did it on the weekend.
I mean, bitch. It's also Craigslist. Everyone knows.
That's what I was going to say. Right. There is some inherent risk that it will not happen.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel, I do feel guilty about it, but I don't feel horrible.
Yeah.
And I never did anything like that again. I was very young and I was like, what's going on is like an internal self-loathing homophobia and a fear of not being enough. And now I don't really have that fear so much anymore.
That's good.
Yeah. Shout out to Jen for fixing me. My ex-girlfriend. I'm okay. All right.
Somebody shout out to this episode.
Shout out if you got stood up at the mall ever in your life. I see you. You are seen. And I'm so sorry on behalf of everybody who stood you up.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air. And that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day. And then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Anna, did you have gay sex this week?
Okay, I actually have a great story because I have to do a lot of lioness experiments. And I just moved into a new place and I was like setting up my like home camera security camera systems. So I have one in my living room that I forgot about. So I've been trying to do one about DP because it's a really popular topic of like, do your anal muscles do the same thing as vaginal muscles
while
you're having
orgasm? What is DP? Double penetration. Wow, I feel like such a fucking loser. Head of engineering here is like, DP, let's talk about
Come
it.
And
I'm like, director of photography.
Okay, I've heard that one recently because someone's like, oh, he's a DP. And I was like, in porn? And I got confused and I was like, oh, different.
You know how they have different... He only works in double penetration.
He's like, I will only be there if it's two penises and one...
He's like, I don't do back door. I'm the front door. My friend Joey, he's the back door.
We work together. We have a partnership. Don't try and split us up. Don't try and tear us apart.
Yes, exactly. So that's like a question I get all the time. And I was like, oh, I feel like a fraud if I don't do it myself and then show the data. So I was like doing it in my living room. And then so like have like two lionesses.
On yourself?
Yes, because it's the best. Who else
would you like duct tape one to the sofa? How did you do that?
You start with one. I put one in my vagina and then the one into my butt. So I like did the whole session and then I took it out and I realized it didn't record. One of them didn't record the data. The same thing, Ashley.
You're like weeping. You're weeping. So, you're like, I never wanted to do this. I only did it for science.
That's exactly so. I'm on the sofa on my knees, like you. And then the funnier thing is, now my phone alerts me that there's movement activity in my living room, and I realize it recorded the whole thing. And so there is a clip of me on the app where
I'm on
my knees on the couch like this, like looking at two lionesses, being like, "What the fuck?" Like, and you're like, finally.
And there's like no audio, so like one day this footage will be unearthed and you're just absolutely wrecking yourself from behind.
Oh my God.
And then cursing the lioness's names on the-
It's so funny.
It's like, you're like pulling the lioness out, you're like looking at like there's the video of me going like this and being like, what? Like I don't understand. So I'm just saying, if there's ever a hacker out there in this world, they've definitely sold that onto some video website. So.
Wait, does this stuff go to the cloud? Because I don't think security camera, I feel like you should have the option with like a Nest or whatever it is that you're using that data can go to a server at home.
I mean, oh. I feel like security camera stuff, it's like, it's always a little shady because the articles keep coming out that it's been like hacked or whatever, yeah. But it does go to the cloud. I mean, I just assume all data is just, I don't know, except lightest data.
I'm doing my own. I'm going to have a server in my apartment. Someone's going to break into my apartment and try to steal my server now, but I'm not putting that shit on the cloud. No way.
You know, I'm imagining that. Like we've a lot of talk of evil villains today, but I have this image of like an evil villain hacking Lioness and getting all the orgasm data so that he can seduce women, and then he finally like gets in the situation. He's like, I'm too lazy to do it.
He probably won't even know what he's looking at, being like, okay, what do I do with it now?
Right, you need a hench, like a sidekick, like a little gremlin that can write code and read data. That's your gender.
A little gremlin. But I don't know how to write code or read data. I'm just a stupid gremlin.
Oh, wait, Anna, let me ask you a couple questions about the data, because okay. I think this is the most interesting thing. In some of your TikTok videos, you talk about some of the patterns that you see in orgasms. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So that's like a really not talked about very often thing, but from a research study done in the 80s by, I'm blanking on his name, but so there's like three different types of patterns during an orgasm that you could have. So far what we've seen is that people don't jump from one pattern to a different pattern. You're kind of one pattern forever. But I'm hoping with more information and data out there, like maybe some people do jump. But so we call it the ocean wave, the avalanche, and the volcano. So the ocean wave is the most common one we've seen. So during an orgasm, your vaginal muscles or pelvic floor muscles will have a really rhythmic squeezing and relaxing. So it looks like an ocean wave.
Yeah. Like I think pulsating. That's what I am.
That's me.
Because I... Oh, we're my twins. God. The twins. I should DP too. Okay. because I watched the videos and I haven't read my data yet, but I have used it and I do like, and I've never used a rabbit style vibrator before.
Ooh.
And I do need lube because my little dyke vagina like cannot handle fucking anything. I'm a little bitch.
Okay, but almost everybody needs lubricant.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. But yeah. I like, when I want that, like, internal feeling, this is the only thing that I use. Because nothing else. It's great. It's a good vibrator. Nice. And not sponsored. That is my actual opinion. And I think I'm the wave. But keep going.
Okay, so that's the ocean type.
And then
avalanche is, so you have a force, like, it starts really high, like a really high squeeze. And like the ocean wave, it's rhythmic of a pulsating, but it goes down in force over time. So it like relaxes as you go. Mm. And then your volcano type is like your classic movie type. I think it's how they display all women orgasming in movies, is like a huge explosion of force and then like a huge drop down. I haven't seen that one as often. That one's a pretty rare one. But I think it's exactly why, like, I don't know, like, I remember when I was in college, somebody was like, my friend was like explaining her orgasm to me. And I was like, I think I'm doing it wrong. Like, I don't, that's not what mine feels like. And then I just had this whole crisis of like, did I ever have an orgasm in my life? And I'm pretty sure the reason is because we have two different types. So we were explaining it very differently. So so far we haven't seen people say they jump from one type to, or seen the data that jumps from one type to another. But on my TikTok, all the comments are like, oh, some days I'm an avalanche. If I'm with this partner, I'm a volcano. So maybe I'm wrong. I'd love to be proven wrong about it.
I trust the data. I don't trust people. You know me. Like, I am like...
You are a data person.
Yeah, big time. I keep data on all my jokes. Like, I write down...
Do you?
Yeah, laugh scores. And I have stats that are important to me.
Ooh, yeah. Do you want to know a fun research fact I recently read?
Yes.
You know, there's a study on sexual satisfaction in relationships, and lesbians score higher on all sexual satisfaction things across the board. Like, they did it on like lubrication, like do you use lubricants or do you have a sex when your partner knows about it? Like heterosexual relationships, people are like, oh, my partner doesn't know, or my partner knows and they don't like that I own one. But lesbians is like 100%. Everyone said, my partner knows I have a vibrator and they love that I have a vibrator. So I was just like,
That's nice.
There's something like the data is just consistently proves like lesbians are having better sex.
We are the best people. And there's a reason why we are dominant in comedy, dominant in sports. I guarantee you so many of those VC women are like dykes. Whether or not they're like married to men, they're dykes. They're power women. They're in weird sexless marriage. They have like arrangements. You know what I'm talking about? When you meet like a super rich powerhouse woman, you're like, you don't fuck that guy.
Okay, wait. So you mentioned that it measures the anal muscles also working?
If you insert it anally. So we always say like any body can use it because if as long as it goes into a pelvic floor muscle hole, you can it records the same data.
Urethra?
So are there people, Ashley?
I'd like to see you try and then report back. Can I put it on my TikTok?
The final frontier. The urethra.
Listener, do not try that.
Okay, here's my question. Can people who don't have prostates have like buttgasms? Or is it just like a vaginal orgasm through the wall?
Are you asking for a friend? Who are you asking for? Who's that for?
So I would say if you anatomically have a clitoris, because the clitoris is like an entire thing, right? Like you're only seeing the clitoris glands, so like all of it's internal.
My theory is it looks like the Loch Ness monster.
Yeah.
Oh, the little heart. It's like an upside down heart.
Yeah, with like the little neck of like a plesiosaur or whatever called.
We have a saying here now, thanks to Kate. With clits, you go, it looks small, but actually there's so much clit here. And that's what we say. We know there is so much clit there.
Yeah, so I would say if you insert it anally, you could probably, even if you don't have a prostate, you could still be stimulating the clitoris. So I it's definitely possible.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you want to find your girl prostate, was that hurtful? No. I felt hurtful.
No, I don't. I think you were looking deeply, tenderly into my eyes while you said it. So I'm giving you a pass.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if people can see how intensely you're looking at each other. I'd be like a fly in the wall.
You're getting too giggly.
Yeah.
We're so giggly.
I'm very giggly.
We have too much fun. Okay. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you, if you're open to talking about it, and you do not have to, but you were saying that the longer you work at this company about vulva having, or not vulva, just
hole.
Largely
hole having,
but largely AFAB, a woman driven company, if that's okay to say, you've been questioning you're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Okay, I think it's multiple things. So I grew up.
Is it Denise in HR?
It's actually Barb. I think it's especially like I grew up in a super conservative religious Korean family. So one, we never talked about sex. Two, I tell people all the time, like, I was scared in my own body tells in my like mid-20s. Like,
wow.
I like with my partners, like didn't talk about it. Like I was faking orgasms because I didn't want to like explain what I liked and didn't like. And
wow.
I think because of Lioness, the cool thing has been that like, even when we started the company and I had to do interviews, like I was so scared to be like talking about orgasms or clitoris. Like it was such a scary thing for me to do. So as I've gotten more comfortable, like this has been like a 6-year journey for myself too of like, exploring and like putting out TikToks of like, oh, I'm gonna try like alcohol and sex and I wanted to post my orgasms and let everyone see it. I think definitely a factor of just like the more explorations and like just being comfortable with my own body. And I think like, honestly, I swear like reading a lot of research papers, it's just consistently, right? Like bisexual people, lesbians, like always have consistently better sexual satisfaction. And sometimes the questions you get from, I think sometimes like heterosexual, like cisgendered men of just, you know, like, cause we work on a sex toy company, we get a lot of questions and sometimes they're like shitty questions. And then you kind of, it's like in one ear, out the other. And so there's like times where you're just like, man, like men suck. Like, I just, yeah. Like, it's, I'm kind of over it. And so I think it's just a mix of like, being more comfortable with my own body and like the openness to like explore. And I think just feeling more comfortable. And I think it's become kind of a thing of like, how do you know? Like, how does anyone know if you've never like opened yourself up to feeling comfortable about yourself?
How do you know that you're totally gay unless you've looked at a penis via Craigslist?
That's why people are going to DM us the glory hole options we have.
To make sure that I'm not straight. That's what I'm taking away from your comments, Anna.
Like, how do you know?
No, but I think the more that I talk on this podcast, the more comfortable I get with literally everything. And I do think that self-exploration projects for you, it's your entire company. And I hope you make bajillions of dollars. But for me, it's this podcast. And for some people, it's listening to this podcast or like watching your TikToks and just looking at photos of Kate trying to understand who they are. You know?
Yeah. Just seeing my haircut evolve over time. That's definitely exploration.
Oh my God. But like, yeah. And I think it takes time, but it can be a really healthy, amazing. I am like, before this podcast, I would go on dates and be, and like, like out loud, I said to Jen, I was like, I'm the boyfriend. I said that to her.
Oh my gosh.
And I would never say that today. I would never say that today. Ever. You know what? Yeah. That was so stupid.
Yeah.
There is
it's
something.
It's not growing opportunities for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Just the act of talking about these things can really help you, listener. If you are, you can talk back to the podcast, I guess. I don't know. Oh, we have a Discord. We have a great Discord where we have these conversations all the time. And the link is available all over my stuff. Or just DM me if you can't find it. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Then a great note to end on. I feel a wave in my vulva right now. An ocean.
Oh.
Maybe a
volcano.
We should
all have minuses and then just, the data from this entire conversation.
The whole time I've had my lioness inside my asshole. And we're like, this conversation was actually a volcano. We did it, guys.
Yeah, we did it. We did it together.
Individually, they're all different, but somehow all together, they are a volcano. That was wonderful. Thank you. Do you have time? We can go to Kate.
Yeah, please.
Okay, Kate.
Yes.
Did you have gay sex this week?
Okay, on the subject of self-exploration, I kind of tested my boundaries a little bit this week.
Yeah.
I do not watch pornography. I don't like it. I don't like naked bodies of people I don't know. Or even people that I do know. I don't.
Chelsea, I'm so sorry.
I should specify. People with boobs can walk around. It doesn't make me uncomfortable. And I think mooning is very funny.
Mooning's hysterical.
Because I was born in the 1990s. But like genitals specifically can like, there's no specific reason why, but it just makes me feel very.
You don't like to see genitals of people you don't know.
Yeah.
But my genitals would be fine.
No. Oh, okay. Or even people I do, like locker rooms have been a very stressful situation for me. I'm trying to think of another. Like even when I was single, I think I held off from hooking up with more people because I wasn't ready to be naked with them. No, I think it's just kind really of something
privacy.
About me.
Yeah, okay.
Like when you mentioned like
it's very intimate.
You were casually mentioned getting like flashed at 11. That would just like that has ruined me at 27.
That's so funny because I know that that's like different for everybody, but I don't know if it's like from growing up in New York or just like my family naked time was just like totally fine. My whole family would like just walk around naked.
We had great family naked time.
I want to say same, but
like I remember begging my parents. It was a really rainy day, but it was rainy while there was a like rainbow, and I was like, can I run around the backyard naked? We lived like right next to the woods and I remember them being like, yeah, go ahead, but wear shoes so you don't step on anything sharp. So I just went streaking in the rain in my backyard in my sneakers.
And that is how you came out. Wait, Anna, you were going to say something.
No, I was just saying, I feel like saying, because like a lot of Korean families, we go to like the sauna together. And so everyone's like naked and then you like scrub each other's back. So I've always been very like family naked time in the weirdest way that sounds is like, yeah, it felt normal.
Yeah. But so just like, I don't know. I just have a trepidation about seeing people naked. So porn for me is not a fun thing.
Right.
And I tried in the past and I was like, no, I think I'll just watch compilations of all the couples on the L Word kissing. Like, that's much safer for me.
Have you tried like audio, like erotica?
No,
that's
interesting.
That's a great suggestion. Dipsy, we've had a guest. Medina Monroe is one of the artists, the voice artists.
It wouldn't be visually upsetting, but it could still be erotic. Because I like there have been sex scenes in books where I'm like, oh, this is fun.
Gay.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, I have tried to watch porn. I have not liked it. But the other day, through this combination of feeling dysphoric and horny, I was like, I want to watch a guy jack off. So I went on Twitter.
Okay.
Because everyone says that porn like is fake or whatever. So I was like, I just want to find a random guy.
Oh,
on
you
want to
find a real guy.
A real guy really jacking off and putting it out on the internet of his own volition to be like, look at me, I'm jacking off.
No one paid him to do this.
Right.
He was honestly really depressed, having a very bad day. Needed some validation.
And so was I. And we were going to be in that together.
Twitter bonding people, yeah?
But because I don't know how to do this, I was just in the Twitter search bar typing in like porn, penis, jacking. It's not as, it doesn't bring you the stuff as quickly as you
think. I feel like you
think.
Need to know the people. And yeah. I don't know anything about Twitter porn, but I know that it exists and there are people and you need to know the people.
Yeah. Okay. So I eventually found this one page.
Anna's
that was
nodding
like
she knows the people. So maybe we can.
I'll send you the list later. I'm just kidding.
It was
got one of those Twitter lists. The penis porn people.
Why? Twitter's suggesting me all kinds of things. They're like things you might like. Put a penis there just once.
I would very much like a penis.
I personally would like to have a penis. Can you do this for me, Jack, at Twitter? Anyway.
Jack Dorsey, also on the Girls Who Code board.
God.
We should get in touch with them.
No.
The two of you need to solve this problem. Somewhere between Craigslist and Twitter, there is a penis for Kate. Work on it.
Anyway, I found this page that was like links to videos elsewhere, and I like clicked on one of them, and I realized very quickly that it was Pornhub. And I was like, this is going to be devastating for me because the ads are always popping up and I know I'm about to see something that I don't want to see. So as I'm feeling this like regret, the ad pops up and it is just text and it says, want to jack off with other dudes? And I was like, oh my God, other dudes? And I felt so affirmed by this text only ad that I was like, I don't need to watch a guy jack off.
I'm a guy jacking off.
I'm a guy jacking off.
Who, me?
So I didn't even watch the porn.
You're like looking around behind you. Like, is there another dude in here? You didn't even need to watch the porn.
Nope.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a great story.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you.
Did we say Finger Blast from the past? That was such a great...
I think we did.
Did we get it on? We're calling now our stories from the past Finger Blasts from the past.
I love it.
At the end of every episode, you can do your butt plugs. So where can people find you? What do you want to butt plug today, Anna?
Oh, good question. So my TikTok is Anna the Average. My Instagram is Anna is Average. And then our Lioness Instagram is Lioness Health.
I was really hoping that the Lioness Instagram was going to be like, Lioness vibrators are average.
But
they are not. They are excellent. Such a cool female-founded company. I feel weird saying that. Femme-founded? AFAB-founded? What do you say now to be more gender-inclusive? I mean, I guess everyone is cis.
So we say women-founded sex tech company for people with vaginas.
There you go.
But anybody, honestly, really. So
yeah, it's for buttholes, too. So you don't even need a vagina. And we all have buttholes, unless you've got something going on and write in. I'm interested to hear about that.
Wait, can I say a semi-rant? So we tried to do bus ads in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and we wanted to put four people with vaginas, and they're like, you can't put the word vaginas. And they're like, can you put the word women? And we're like, we don't want to put the word women. And we had this whole back and forth.
I can't believe in San Francisco, they weren't on your side about that.
Oh my God. San Francisco is sometimes the worst.
I feel like they would be the first people.
Could you do like sex toys for front butts?
We can't even say the word sex toys.
Oh no.
And they made this rule that the vibrator, if we want to show it on the ad, you can only show one third of it, but you can choose what one third of the vibrator you want. It was just a whole mess.
The middle.
Yeah.
So you can see that it's the rabbit style.
I don't know. What one third do we want on camera right now?
The middle.
That's true.
Yeah. See, you know what it is. You know what it is.
My cat is sniffing it. He does not look pleased. Anna, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, this was so fun.
The finger blast became a rant corner.
I love it. I loved it.
We did your butt plugs. Anything else? We're good? Oh,
no.
lionesshealth.com. What's the website?
Oh, yeah. We're lioness.io for the website. The Lioness Health is, I think, every social media, whatever platform. I would love to give discounts. Not sponsored, but it's just as a thank you to all of you and everyone. Oh, so
yeah, we love to. You are also, I was, whenever I have non-entertainment people, I get a little nervous, but I was never nervous talking to you because I was like,
oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah. And yeah. You did really, really well. You were
fantastic,
really funny.
Hilarious story.
Such a good story with the DP and so open, no pun intended, sharing that with us.
Oh, it's so good. My mom's going to be really proud of me.
What's up, guys? A little gay thought to cap off this episode. You can probably hear in my voice. I am down. I'm down. I am. Breakups are hard. I am not a good ex. That sounds ominous. I don't think I'm a terrible ex, but I have a hard time not keeping in touch and being jealous and stewing. The gay thought that often goes through my head after a breakup is, well, there's just not enough gay people. There's just not enough gay people. I'm done. I've met them all. I have met all the gay people, and none of them will ever be adequate because I've met them. I know. I've checked them off the list. One time when I was really down about a breakup, I scrolled to the bottom of OkCupid. This was a while ago, but yeah.
We've all been there. We're swiping. We run out. We grab the Ben & Jerry's and we just go to town. I think it's especially, I mean, like, maybe I'm biased and I wonder if straight men might feel this way if they've dated bisexual women, but it's hard not to compare, worry about the other gender that, you know what I mean? And this is not to invoke biphobia, which I think is total bullshit. I don't like when lesbians or anybody use biphobia as like a cover up of their own insecurities. So instead, I'm just going to talk about those insecurities. And you get worried. You're like, oh, like, do they like this gender better? I'll probably cut this. You get worried. You like, it's hard not to compare your, it's hard not to compare yourself to anyone's new significant other. And then you add in gender, you know, that is just, that throws you. Think about men like grabbing objects off of high shelves and picking up heavy things. Like, oh, I couldn't do that for her. I couldn't pick up that. If I'd just been able to pick up that bag, this whole thing would have worked. If I could have just carried that luggage, she'd be with me today. Okay, this was sort of self-therapy, I guess. I'm a fucking idiot. I hope Jen's not listening to this. Shout out, Jen. Shout out, Jen. Turn this off. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. Don't do it. Get out of here. I still love you. And for the next 2 weeks, Cool Hand Movers, a moving company in New York, you can get 10% off there. Go check them out. Cool Hand Movers, if you are a We're Having Gay Sex listener, they'll give you that discount. They are matching Patreon donations and donating them to QDEP, the Queer Detainee Empowerment Project. Amazing project, QDEP.org. Go check them out. Patreon.com/WHGS. And these are some of the donors that make this podcast possible. As you know, we make the vast majority of our money from Patreon, and we have close to $2,000 of monthly expenses, which is a lot. So please consider donating $1 or $5. You get a lot of cool perks. I am babbling. Okay, here we go. Shout out time. On TikTok, we have Shay.Amecia. That's Shae.Amecia. On Instagram, we have Chef. On Instagram, we have _ChefTia_. On Instagram, we have the_social_lifter. On Instagram, we have Allison_Toby, and that's with an E. On Instagram, we have Jamie.E.Marks. On Instagram, we have Your Fave Lesbo. On Instagram, we have Mess Life Bike Life. On Instagram, we have Mara Savannah GS. On Instagram, we have Lala Kogan. On Instagram, we have Emily Fiola. On Instagram, we have Lexa Prosody. On TikTok, we have Killer941Zombie. On Instagram, we have Morgan_Michelle, M-A-C-H-I-E-L-E. On Instagram, we have Kelly is a Brennan. On Twitter, we have C Natty Light. On Instagram, we have Leah627. On TikTok, we have Your_Local_Lesbo. On Twitter, we have Effing Laura. On Instagram, we have Chris_Flowers. That's Chris with a K and a Y. On Instagram, we have Melanie Makila. M-A-K-I-L-A. On Instagram, we have Spencer, L-A-J-O-Y-E. On Instagram, we have Amanda V. Hughes. On Twitter, we have 2121 Bethany. On Instagram, we have Caitlin Grant. That's Caitlin with a K. On Instagram, we have Paige_Weimer101, W-E-I-M-E-R. And finally, we have HannahMaria.JPG on Instagram. Thank you guys so much. You make the pod possible. We love you. I couldn't do this without you. I don't know what else to say. Have a great week, guys.